In the world of COVID-19, business rescue is very common. However, being a woman in the world of business rescue is not as common as you think. Women still make up a small percentage of directors and executive positions in South Africa, especially in dominated industries such as business rescue and insolvency practices. Joining us to share her story on becoming a business rescuer is Kylene Veyard. She's a senior associate for dispute resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Kylene, good evening and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Bonita. Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Firstly, we've heard the headlines. It certainly has been making it throughout our COVID experience. But what is business rescue?
Bonita, I would summarize the meaning of business rescue as the rehabilitation of companies that are in financial distress. And the primary objective of business rescue is to return the business to profitability so that it can continue trading on a solvent basis. But alternatively, and this is the alternative that we mostly go out for, is to ensure a better return for creditors in the business rescue than with an immediate liquidation.
And it's very different to liquidation, because liquidation is not about returning the business to profitability, is it?
Absolutely. A liquidation is more of a culling of the company and basically, you know, everything, the value comes to an end. Whereas in a business rescue, we actually want to preserve the value of the business and also save jobs.
And within gender representation in this particular sphere, what is the laying of the land at the moment?
So, Benito, the business rescue and insolvency industry is very male-dominated. I've been in practice now for about 6.5 years, and I'm generally the only female in the room. You'll find that, you know, the attorneys, the advocates, the business rescue practitioners and liquidators themselves, and even the directors of the company that we are saving are generally always male. So, yes, I've found myself in a room full of men most times.
And this certainly must bring with it its own challenges. But before we get to chatting about those challenges, Kylene, how did you find yourself within this position? How did you navigate your career?
I've just always been passionate about business rescue since I did my master's at university. And what I love the most about this industry is that it really is an art. It's an art of balancing numerous stakeholder interests. You've got your employees, you've got various creditors, you've got trade unions, shareholders, directors. And it really is a fine art trying to balance all these stakeholders' rights and interests and being a solutionist thinker to, you know, try and obtain a result that is good for everybody in the very difficult circumstances.
And do you think that the industry could benefit from increased gender representation?
Absolutely. I really feel strongly about the fact that women bring a very unique skill set and attributes and strengths to the table. And I think that it would actually be very critical to have more female representation, whether it be, you know, more attorneys, more female business rescue practitioners and liquidators, and more for female directors.
And why do you think this is not quite the case at the moment?
I think that the industry has just always been really male dominated by the fact that if in a business rescue and insolvency environment, things are generally quite contentious and are, you know, there's a lot at stake and a robust approach needs to be taken. So I think the misconception is that only a man can bring that robust approach to the table. But what I have found in my time in this industry is that women bring a very unique skill set to the table because they have all the confidence and the firmness and the robustness that a man would generally have, but we also combine that with a deeper sense of compassion and understanding, which I think is really needed in the business rescue environment. The other thing is that I think the misconception is that, you know, men are able to communicate and negotiate a lot better because of their more robust and forward approach. But again, I think that women have a unique strength in the sense that they can negotiate and communicate effectively, and generally women do have a high degree of emotional intelligence. And although IQ is important, I have in my experience realized how important IQ is in this industry, especially when it comes to communicating and negotiating and resolving disputes. So So, I mean, I always say I think women can be powerhouses, but they can also be compassionate nurturers. And that is why we do need more women in this industry, because they have got that incredible balance. And I do think we could get to solutions a lot quicker sometimes if we have more women involved, just because of this unique skill set that they have.
Certainly, to echo what you're saying, it does sound like a very unique skill set, Kylie, in which the industry can benefit from. What do you think is needed to increase gender representation?
I think the first thing is knowledge is power and education. You know, we need to actually be encouraging women who may have an interest in this field to get into the industry and provide them opportunities with getting into the industry. So, you know, that also, the responsibility lies in the hands of companies who are recruiting, for example, candidate attorneys and associates, to recruit more females into this particular field of law. But also, if we're looking at, you know, officers of business rescue practitioners and liquidators, for them to actively go out there and recruit females who have a skill set that may be very well suited to this industry.
Kylie Veyer is his senior associate for dispute resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth. You're welcome to join us and share your thoughts too on 0829 904 904. Kylie, as being the only woman in the room, as you mentioned earlier, what have been some of the challenges that you've faced in your career?
I think some of the challenges that I faced, firstly, like I said, is the fact that I have, you know, been the only woman in the room. So it almost has felt like I've needed to work a lot harder, or, you know, voice myself a lot more than I ordinarily would have had to do, just to almost fight for a space in the room. But I have felt that as time has gone by and I've, you know, developed myself into my own independent practitioner with all the experience that I have, that it's been a lot easier to navigate these challenges.
And what advice would you give for someone in a similar position, also possibly the only female in the room within her respective industry? How does one not get intimidated, for example?
My advice to any person who would like to get involved, especially a female, is to say that it is so important to live boldly and have the courage to get out of your comfort zone, because that is the only way you're going to grow. I also think it's important, especially as a woman, to retain your authenticity and not to want to feel like you have to adopt certain traits of a man in order to fit into this industry or to make a success of the industry. It's important to own the very unique skill set that a woman has in order to you know, grow and develop in this industry.
Do you think similarly as well that those hiring and those looking at new attorneys coming into the profession should also possibly step out of their own comfort zones and consider more the female skill sets, which, as you say, Kylie, is very, very unique?
Absolutely, Benita. I think it is important for companies themselves and anyone who's recruiting on behalf of the company to actually reassess you know, their current policies or their approach to recruiting, to make sure that it is more inclusive and that they are actively looking for female representation in this industry.
Can you share some of your motivations and lessons that you've learned over the years?
I have learned that hard work is obviously absolutely critical in this industry, but I have mostly learned that it is important to work smart. It is an art to balance the various stakeholders, but you have to constantly have that solutionist thinking cap on in order to be able to solve complex legal challenges. I also think that it's important to, you know, make sure that you take the initiative and that you are bold in solving legal challenges. And it's incredibly important to build good connections and good relationships. I have learned that networking in this industry is absolutely essential in order to grow yourself and also to make a success of your career.
It's a very demanding career, Kylie. Are you able, and have you been able to successfully balance your life?
Benita, it's definitely taken a lot of time to get into a space where I can comfortably say that I do have a very good work-life balance. It took time to, you know, find myself in that role, but I can with confidence say that it absolutely is possible. Time management is obviously very crucial, and when you work smart, you are able to retain that work-life balance. And I actually found that because this job is so rewarding and enriching, that it actually feeds and it energizes me in order to go and tackle those challenges that we face in this industry.
Kylene Veyer, Senior Associate for Dispute Resolution at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Kylene, it's been absolutely illuminating. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us this evening. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me, Benito. It was good to chat to you.